A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Tony and Val, good morning to you both, and thank you for joining us. As I was mentioning there, and I went through there before you joined us there about the dilemma of the listener. She loves getting her hair done. She gets it done every 2 or 3 weeks, and now her daughters lately have been giving out to her about it and saying, you know, you're just wasting money. Why are you doing it? You're grand. I'll be definite here. I think the daughters are absolutely bang out of order, and it's none of their business if this lady wants to get her hair done. She wants to get it done once a week, once a day, once every hour. It's up to her.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Go on, Tony.
Yeah, well, some people like to gamble. Some people like to drink. Some people like sport or flying airplanes or whatever, and they spend their money that way. This lady likes to have her hair done, and good luck to her. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, provided there's enough in the kitty to pay for it. And now, if you were going hungry as a result of it, that'd be a different story. And so if that's what you enjoy and that's what you like and you can afford it and your husband is on line with it and so on, you know, just tell the daughters in a nice way. Don't make enemies, but in a nice way. Say, look, how do you spend your money? You get the odd bottle of wine, or you go for a meal, or you whatever. This is what I do, and that's what I do. I wouldn't make enemies out of it, but you know, I'd as it were negotiate my way out of it.
Yeah, I agree with Tony. I mean, if her husband is on board, I don't think, like what you said, Tressa, I don't think it's any of their business. Like, we all spend money. Some people like notebooks, some people like handbags, some people like shoes, as like Tony was giving, other things that people like. And I think what we need to do is support people.
And I think even if the husband didn't had a problem, and thankfully he doesn't, that's if the woman can afford to pay for it, then that's her business. It brings joy to her life. It brings joy to her life. It's not harming anyone else. And if she can afford it, what is wrong?
I agree with you.
Absolutely, 100%. Go for it and ignore. Just let it flow over you. Ignore the comments.
I know the comments can be very debilitating and can wear you down. And like Tony says, to be non-confrontational with the daughters. And I would think if any of the daughters say anything to me about my getting hair done, I would just say, it's what I like doing, and I'm going to continue to do it. And thanks for pointing it out. And I'm continuing to do it.
I wonder, is there a little bit of ageism as well? That, you're at a time in life where you shouldn't be worried about your hair as well. I'm just surmising here. I absolutely hate that.
Looking at the inheritance, and don't waste my inheritance.
Well, at this stage, I'm going to read one of my favourite poems, just an excerpt, but it's I think it's very timely. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple by Jenny Joseph. I'm just going to read a few lines, but I think this lady is living that attitude, and well done to her. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat, which doesn't go and doesn't suit me. And I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say we've no money for butter. I'm going to leave it there.
I love it. By the way, Tressa, I heard you talking about wild oils.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan. And it's on Sunday at 7 o'clock on BBC One.
Thank you, Val.
And it's this Sunday coming that will feature Killarney National Park, and then on episode 5, which will be the last episode, it will feature the west coast of Ireland.
Thank you for that. I said 7:30, but it's 7 o'clock this Sunday night on BBC One.
As far as I know, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to watching that. Now, another query's come in. Listener says, my mother was emotionally abusive to me when I was younger, but she's now wonderful and patient with my children, and I'm amazed by how different she is with them. I'm still very resentful, though, about how I was treated when I was younger. I'd like to view my mother in a different light. Is there a way for me to do this?
Tony?
Yeah, there is. there's always a way, except in where there's genuine abuse. But, you know, when parenting is a tough job, it's a very, very tough job. If you're helped by your partner, that makes it a little easier. But if that help isn't there, maybe they're away working or whatever, and there's no help with the children, it can really bear down on a person, and they can become tetchy and somewhat, as it were, narrow focus in their vision. It doesn't mean necessarily that that's a bad person. Your mother wasn't necessarily anyway bad. She was under stress. And why she's now good with the younger children, the grandchildren, is probably there's no stress there. So you can go in, have the kids for a few hours and hand them back. And, you know, by understanding that, I think you can stand back from it and not take it as a personal sort of insult from your mother. And the way humans are made, we're either for or against something, and there's an in-between. And you may not be for the way you were treated, but you don't have to be necessarily against your mother. And that would be my advice.
However, I would say to this listener, if she is exercised by how she was treated by her mother, I think she needs to seek counselling and deal with it.
Oh, absolutely. I'd agree with that 100%.
Yeah, that it's something to explore, because emotional abuse, if it's on the extreme end, it can be very debilitating and can destroy someone's confidence.
Absolutely.
So yeah. It's
the other thing I would say is that we move on and we become aware of how we've behaved. And, you know, I think I would say to this listener, be forgiving. Now, deal with it if you have to deal with it. Otherwise, and maybe possibly be forgiving and understanding that human beings, we make mistakes, we do things wrong, and then we kind of, in hindsight, we recognize, oh, that was wrong, I shouldn't have done it.
I'm wondering as well, when you're a child and you suffer emotional abuse like this, you because you're so young and you're not mature, you blame yourself. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. I'm defective in some way. But then as you get older, you realize that this issue lies with the person who's being aggressive or bullying or derogatory towards you, that it's not you. It's the issue lies with the person who's carrying out this emotional abuse. Is it possible that this person who's contacted us, maybe there's still a part of her that feels that it's something wrong with me. My mother was emotionally abusive to me, but she's lovely to my children. Therefore, it's me that's at fault here.
Could be.
Yeah, that's very often is the case. And we all change. I mean, I cannot imagine what I was like when I was 20 years old. It's just gone beyond my imagination because I have grown and changed so much over the years. And we all change over the years. And again, to make a snap judgment, and I'm not saying that this person is making a snap judgment, but to speak to someone for an hour and make a judgment about them is a very difficult thing. In fact, it's impossible, because you don't know where they're coming from or what was their circumstances. And in this case, I would say, you know, look at how your mother was when you were small. Was she literally rearing the children on her own? Had she help? Was there financial difficulties? Had she emotional problems? And try and soften, as it were, your approach, because, no, there are people who are just downright nasty people, but this doesn't sound like that. And I would say the softer approach is probably the better one, because otherwise you not only lose your childhood, as it were, if you take the aggressive approach to it.
The other thing is that sometimes children are very sensitive, and maybe my mother was very good, in inverted commas, but I was so sensitive that I possibly interpreted things like that hurt me. And if I did, so be it. Resolve it. Take what steps. And this listener has written in and says, like, I don't want to feel this way about my mother. Is there anything I can do? And I would say yes. I know it costs money. Go for counselling. Deal with it with somebody who's not emotionally involved with your mum, and like lay it to rest about yourself and about your mother.
Well, we have more another query for you, Tony and Val. We'll get to that after these.
A problem shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Tony and Val, lots of comments coming in about the two daughters who are throwing shade on their mother because she likes getting her hair done. Caller says she gets her hair done once a week. She's not going out. She does it just to make herself feel good. That lady should 100% keep going to the hairdressers. Her family are being way out of line here. In fact, she should go more often. Another listener says, Tony and Val, maybe it's nothing to do with the money here. Maybe the daughters are using it as an excuse because they may not like the hairstyle that their mother is wearing, but can't open up to her and tell the truth. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Maybe this is more of a hint that the hairstyle doesn't suit her rather than about the cost, and they don't want to hurt her feelings. It's easier to say stop wasting money than saying, oh, that hairdo isn't working for you. What's your response to that observation?
Well, that's quite a possibility. It is one that didn't even dawn on me. But, you know, if she was getting, you know, purple hair or whatever, that sort of stuff, it might be too much for them. But, you know, either way, there's always a way of communicating that doesn't involve high emotion and aggro. And I think that needs to be avoided as much as possible in families. And that's what I would do, you know, just... If they don't like the hairstyle, then just say, Mum, did you ever think of getting a different hairstyle or something like that, you know?
I think it's none of their business. I mean, if I want to paint, colour my hair red or blue, so be it.
Another listener says on this, Tony and Val said if her husband is okay with it, well, you know, this is what the listener told us, that their husband had no problem with her going to the hairdressers and getting it done. Caller asks, why should she have to ask her husband? I don't think he meant that, Tony and Val.
No, I don't either. I think that's just a normal, everyday remark between husband and wife, you know, that, you know, do you mind me doing this? No, go ahead, that's fine.
I do think, however, if the money is the household's money, and if, as Tony says, it means that there's less food on the table, I do think it is the husband's problem also.
Oh, yeah, in that case, I would agree, yeah.
And another listener gives their thoughts on the person who contacted us about they have a mother who was emotionally abusive to them when they were a child, but now is absolutely lovely to the grandchildren, this listener's children. And she feels conflicted about it. And caller suggests that lady takes pleasure from the fact that her mother is showing love and is being lovely to her children. Just be grateful for it and be happy about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm a grandmother, and like Tony said, the grandchildren are passed back. I see them once, they don't live in Tralee, and I see them once a month, maybe. And it's grand, to be quite honest with you, even with my kids. One of my kids told me that they had been in a car crash the year before. I'm so glad I didn't know about it.
Yeah, you can hand back the grandchildren. That's the beauty of that. You have them for a couple of hours or a couple of days, and that's it. They're gone back then. And it's very easy to deal with grandchildren. It's blooming hard to deal with your own children when they're at you from every direction.
And we probably won't have time to get into this issue in depth, but we'll reference anyway, and we'll return to it next week. This listener, it's about sibling rivalry, and that comes up oh so often. It's about bickering that's going on in relation to a family of three children, and it's the oldest and youngest constantly warring, and really annoys this mother because the older girl won't let her sister be. She's always at her younger sister, and the listener has a personal issues herself because she was the youngest in her family, and she always came out the worst of a situation. Is there anything she can do to stop the fighting? We'll just get some preliminary thoughts and come back to it more next week, because I know we're out of time almost.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you can do, unfortunately, except walk away. remove yourself, distance yourself from the bickering. I think the bickering is not for between the children, but to get attention of the parent.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. The family is being called the jungle, and this is definitely the family jungle, where the two opposites, as it were, are at each other. And if you attack that as you would in a war, start firing bullets at the enemy, it'll cause havoc and do no good whatsoever. You know, I think Val has it, there's a saying in it, you know, bear it, beat it, or boot them out, as it were. And it's avoid getting stuck in between them, because if you get emotionally caught in that one, you're trapped, and it'll only lead to further problems.
Well, we'll return to it in full next week.